You might think running is simple and self-explanatory, but improper form can cause injury and make it more difficult for you to achieve your fitness goals. Learn to Run will teach you how to run like a pro. The Learn to Run Club allows you access to exclusive Rundamentals courses and tests, strength and mobility exercises, race training plans, and so much more. All provided by a board-certified doctor of physical therapy. Learn more at L2R101.com and get started today.
Here's what is interesting to me about tonight. This isn't a team that anybody, this is not the Ottawa Senators of 2 years ago or 3 years ago. This is not a team to be taken lightly. This is a team with high end on both ends of the rink. They've got elite defense. They've got Claude Giroux. They've got Vladimir Tarasenko. They have Tim Stützle. They have Brady Tkachuk. They've got high-end, ornery players. This is a great test for Carolina in the opener. No offense, it's not Columbus. It's not even the Islanders, who, older, slower, we know what we're going to expect. This Ottawa team is really good. Bruce Garriock from The Sun, at Sun Garriock, joins us on the Adam Gold Show. Man, I hope I pronounced your name right. Either way, thanks for the time. What are the expectations? Is it a playoffs or bust type of year for Ottawa?
First of all, my name was pronounced perfectly, and a lot has been butchered over the years. So, very well done. You know what? It is playoffs over the year, Adam. Playoffs or bust year, Adam. I think after missing the playoffs for six straight years, the expectation here with new ownership and the changes made in the offseason is that this team will take the next step. And the next step means getting to the postseason. The young players have had an opportunity to develop. They've had a chance to learn what it takes to play in the National Hockey League. They've been allowed to make mistakes, but this team has made changes, not the least of which was signing Jonas Korpisalo from the Columbus Blue Jackets over the course of the summer to a five-year, $20 million deal. And the expectation is he will stabilize in net. They used seven goaltenders last year. And the feeling is that Brady Tkachuk, Tim Stützle, and guys like that should be able to help this team turn the corner.
A little banged up coming into the opener, especially down the middle. How do they compensate for that?
Well, you know, I think this whole, for lack of a better word, situation with Josh Norris has taken everybody in the organization by surprise. Josh Norris suffered a shoulder injury. I want to say it was October 24th last year against the Arizona Coyotes. He saw several specialists, and instead of having surgery, he opted to go the rehab route. He returned in January, played three games, and then had surgery. That was 8 months ago. The belief was he would be up to speed coming into training camp. There were some red flags in January. He was here to play in a kind of a Canadian Tour pro-am here. And he said at that point that he hoped to participate in the latter part of training camp in exhibition games, and, you know, he would be ready for the start of the regular season. Well, tonight's the start of the regular season, and Josh Norris isn't ready, and I think there's a lot of frustration, not only for the player in that he's not ready 8 months after shoulder surgery, but also on behalf of the organization, because they never saw this coming. They expected him to suit up for four or five exhibition games. He did not. He missed them all, and now, as a result of the cap issues and their other center, Shane Pinto, unsigned, they're going to be a man short tonight, because Zach MacEwen has also got an upper body injury. He suffered in their last preseason game Saturday, so, you know, it's not a good way to start the year, let's put it that way.
Bruce Garriock from The Sun, who writes the best Sunday column in the country, I'm reading on what used to be called Twitter. He joins us here as we get ready for the Canes and the Ottawa Senators. This is probably the best blue line that Ottawa has had, really, in this run of non-playoff seasons. It's not just the Thomas Chabots of the world, but adding Jacob Chychrun last year during the trade deadline and all of that, it just looks like they are primed on the back end.
Yeah, it really does. And you're right. It's probably the best blue line they've had since Erik Karlsson left, right, at the start in September of 2018, if you think about it. You look at...
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day!
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. Sotyktu inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyktu has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
At this rebuild, and that's been the area that they've been hit hardest by. You know, their top four, though, was solid with Jacob Chychrun and Thomas Chabot, and you know, the second pairing with Jay Sanderson and Artem Zub also looks solid. You know, Sanderson is coming off a great rookie season. He looks like the kind of player who is going to make an impact at this level for several years to come. They've got him under contract for what they consider a reasonable contract. He's going to be able to eat minutes. At some point or another, Jake Sanderson is going to take over the number one defenseman role on this team. But I think that Thomas Chabot, who's yet to play a playoff game since he arrived in Ottawa, sees this as a tremendous opportunity himself to help get this team there. And I think that if they can improve their play defensively, and give up less great opportunities on their goaltenders, and I don't think they're going to have a problem scoring goals. One of the issues they've really had over the course of the last two or three years is keeping the puck out of their net. But if they can do that, then they are going to have success.
Yeah, power play hasn't been a problem for Ottawa. Scoring has not been a problem for Ottawa. Keeping the puck out of their net has really what the Carolina Hurricanes do better than anybody else is keep the puck out of their own net. Final thing for you, Bruce Garriott from the Sun in Ottawa. If I asked you, tell me what the Senators' best quality is, what is it?
I think their best quality is young players. And the fact that, you know, their core of Brady Tkachuk, Tim Stützle, Drake Batherson, Josh Norris when he's healthy, and Jake Sanderson, and to some extent Thomas Chabot, they've grown up with them. And they've all got the opportunity this season to graduate into the playoffs. And I think that is the best quality. All those guys can be better, and if they are, this team will make the playoffs.
Well, I hope to see you in the playoffs, sir. I appreciate your time, Bruce, and good luck to you and the Senators and the best Sunday column in the country.
All right, have a good day. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
You got to follow Bruce on X @SunGarriott. Appreciate his time.